Wildflowers, moss roses, choke out grass in the deep county road ditches. Yellows, purples, watercolor pinks. I want to dig them up and take them home, I say. Such wonder at the dotted color along the blurred landscape. I had never seen this many flowers when we lived in the city. If you dig them up and move them, they will die, Mother replied. They grow there for a reason. I wanted the flowers too badly. It became my secret project that summer to transplant all the colors to our farm. I took Papa's old wood-handled spade and walked the ditches in search of the brightest blossoms. The ditch dirt, harder than any paved city street, fought me hard to keep its flowers. My hands blistered, arms scratched from purple cone flowers and whistling grass. I walked 3 miles to Melroy's Creek to steal an armload of tiger lilies. I took the brightest goldenrod from the Stace farm where we bought eggs. I foraged along dusty roads, filling a lopsided wheelbarrow. Many died after I planted them. I felt selfish to risk their death. I checked out books from the school library to decode what their survival needs were. I moved daylily bulbs to the base of the cottonwoods, moss roses underneath the picture window, poppies in the backyard, wild cucumbers trained to twirl up the pines. My young heart was content. I was an alchemist, changing the land with a wave of my loamy hands. Today, our acreage is bruised and burned, leveled and bulldozed. The blue four-corner house, a shadow of freshly turned dirt. The barn, an ash pile, dotted with 6-inch nails. The 3 tall pines are gone, the Alice Chalmers hauled to auction. And yet, all I want is to take a bucket of daylilies. But the stolen daylilies have all been plowed over. I cursed this place with my ditch flowers, transplanting foreign roots. I want to strike this ground again and again and again until I hear its last rattling breath, releasing those stubborn roots from a ground too poisoned to ever grow.